I'm talking to Gemma Diamond, Project Manager at Audit Scotland, about our latest report, NHS Financial Performance 2012-13. Gemma, could you just tell me what the report's about?
This report looked at the financial performance of the NHS in Scotland in 2012-13. It was based on the annual audits of all NHS bodies and our analysis of some Scottish Government financial information.
So what have you found?
Overall, the NHS managed its finances well last year and all boards met their financial targets. But boards have been facing increasing challenges over the next few years from things like growing demand, an ageing population and access to new technology. And they need to change the way they deliver services to meet these challenges. And that's why it's really important that they focus on long-term financial planning to underpin these changes to services. Our report highlighted that pressures on capacity became more apparent last year, with signs of pressure including missed waiting list targets, increased consultant and nurse vacancies, and spending on temporary staff, that's bank and agency staff, increasing as well. Boards made significant savings last year, but they need to find the same level of savings again next year, and we know that boards are finding it hard to make these savings on a recurring basis.
Now, you seem to make two contradictory messages in that you say that on the one hand, the NHS is managing its finances well, but that on the other hand, it needs to do some long-term financial planning to make services sustainable. So could you just explain that?
The report highlights that for the last 5 years, NHS boards have met their financial targets and auditors have been commenting on the good short-term financial management of boards. What this report is doing is flagging up the risk that boards might not be able to do this in future with increasing demand and tightening budgets. That's why it's really important that they need detailed long-term financial planning to drive these changes to services and to make sure that any changes they make are affordable.
Now, you say in the report that the signs of pressure were more apparent this year and that boards were taking some short-term measures to deal with that. Could you just elaborate on what was going on there?
We noted that there was pressure on boards last year from increasing demand and shorter waiting times targets, and our analysis showed that they weren't consistently meeting these waiting times targets. Our report also highlights that boards were spending more on bank and agency staff and spending more on private sector healthcare, and this was to provide additional capacity or staff for boards. Now, while spending on these areas is still a relatively small part of the budget, it has increased spending where it was decreasing in previous years. Our report also highlights that vacancy rates for consultants and nurses and midwives are also increasing, and this means they might not have the capacity to deliver waiting times targets in the future.
Just lastly, what would you like to see happen now?
Our report's made a number of recommendations, and I'll highlight a couple of the main ones to you. We recommend that NHS boards need to carry out more detailed long-term financial planning and analysis. And this is using a range of methods, including forecasting future income and what resources and spending might be required to change the way services are delivered. We also recommend that the Scottish Government considers moving away from the annual break-even targets to a more flexible approach for boards to allow them to phase expenditure over more than 1 year.